Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Peter Meyer is with us. He's the author of Warp Speed Growth, also Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is a book and an idea that I talk about a lot of times, when, even when Peter's not here, the concept of creating and dominating new markets as a small business owner. You can do that. Peter's shown us how over the years. But right now we're talking about building on what works. And Peter, as we went to the break, I posed the idea about how lonely it can get for small business owners when they're, you know, even if maybe we have advisors, maybe we have staff, maybe we have people we could talk to, it's not often our nature, because sometimes the things we're up against are so scary, we don't even want to say them out loud, let alone share them with other people. What can we do to help small business owners get this sort of thing, get these frightening things, the things that work that we're still not sure about, the things that aren't working that's hurting us? How do we deal with all that?
I think that you have hit a key point there. And I think the key thing for me on this one is to remember what we are as well as what we do. What we do is scary. What we are, and by nature of being in this job that we've taken and given ourselves, what we are is capable of handling tremendous change and uncertainty. Otherwise, we wouldn't have succeeded as far as we have. As long as we can remember that we got ourselves here, what we did right is get ourselves to the spot where we have these difficult questions, we're capable of getting ourselves here. We're capable of getting ourselves to the next space. We may not use the same technique to get to the next space we got to the old space. As a matter of fact, Einstein was very correct when he said, you can't answer the question with a technique that got you the question.
Say that again.
Einstein said, I'm not giving you an exact quote, but he said, cannot answer the question with a technique that got you the question.
Yeah, I like that. Folks, that's going to be on a test. But you said something a second ago, Peter, that I want to come back to. You used the word change. You invoked the word change. Should we be thinking more that instead of managing our business, we wake up in the morning and say, okay, today I'm going to do another day of managing my business. We should really think more like, I'm going to manage the change that my business is experiencing. What about that idea?
I'm going to manage the change I want my business to experience. I'm going to go to where the puck is going to be.
Skate to the puck. Skate to where the puck's going, right.
That's right. To use a Gretzky quote.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to where the puck's going to be, and I'm going to project that, outline where it's going to be, where I want it to be, not in terms of detail, but in terms of what I'm capable of helping my business do.
I like that, and I agree with it. However, as we stand here today, not having done this yet, I've still got some pucks that I have got to get that are in my way right now. So for a while, as you're doing what you're talking about, you have to deal with the things that are in reality in front of you simultaneously with the ones that are out in front, right? I mean, you got to. That's one of the problems with going, and I call it going from being a crisis manager to a change manager.
I think you will always have great opportunities and crisis opportunities that we'll give ourselves directly in front of us. The question is going to be whether we feel that we can manage it or not. If we know with certainty that we got ourselves here and therefore we can manage the change, then it's a question of details. Good will happen, details to follow.
You're talking about confidence, aren't you?
Sure. Confidence and competence go together, don't they?
And confidence comes, I think, from maybe cutting yourself a little slack. And not expecting yourself to have all the answers. You know, if we think that we've got to have all the answers, we've got to be absolutely perfect today, that puts a lot of pressure on us, and that puts a hit on our confidence, doesn't it?
And the way to get out of that is back to where we started the show. Look at what we did right, and remember how we did it, and repeat the how. Not the what, but the how we did it.
How much of what we did right, how much of that equation are fundamentals, things that we know to be true time after time.
Always. Once we know it to be true and we know how to do it, it becomes a new fundamental for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the key thing here for me, and I always tell my friends this, is to remember that what I did right and how I did it is the key to what I don't know yet and how I'll do that. Not what I did wrong, mm-hmm. what I did right. And I ask people to keep track of what they did right so they can repeat it.
But you're not saying, Peter, not to learn from the mistakes you made. You're not saying that.
No, but refer back to somebody else who is very bright, Peter Drucker, who said you learn more by looking at what you did right than you did by what you did wrong.
Yeah, he may be the only person I've ever heard say that before.
Now you've heard two people say it. Both of them. First name is Peter.
Yeah,
so much
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, the problem though with when we do something right, the problem with that is I usually think it's because I'm so smart. And the smarter I think I am, the poorer my performance. You know, sometimes I have to point out that, you know, that I can still learn some things.
Of course. Being your ability to learn,
yeah.
Not what you've learned.
Right.
When we
yeah.
stop learning, we're going to hit the tree.
How do we find you online, Peter? What's the website?
Well, I would suggest the best way is to do a search for warpspeedgrowth.com.
All right. Warpspeedgrowth.com. You can find
yeah.
Peter's books there. You can find out what he does. He lives in the United States part-time. He lives in Australia part-time. And we're glad to have him here back in the USA for another visit. It's 10 Till. Peter Meyer and I will be right back. It's 10 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.